Gamer Network Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Scott.
And this is Tony, and we are the ClassicLead.com podcast.
And you are listening to Sunday Night Kaiser.
Hi kids, I want you to sing a nonsense song with me. About a cat, with her fiddle, a cow, and the moon. A silly little dog, and the plate with the spoon. Ready? A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hi, welcome to a special edition of my show. This is not your typical Sunday Night Kaiser. No, this is actually Friday Night Kaiser. Why am I on this Friday? Well, the usual program, Block Party, isn't on. But I wish Harmac and everybody else around there my best wishes and all that. Now, this is definitely not going to be a typical episode. This episode is actually just going to be some reviews. So it may go for an hour, give or take. So, yeah. I'm also going to be trying something new on this episode. Every time I review a game, if this works, I'm going to be doing it for every episode. Every time I review a game, I'm going to be recording alongside of it. So there'll be a video going up alongside with me talking about the review section with gameplay footage of the game that was I was actually playing at the time. So, the first game we are playing tonight is, I think I've misplaced it. Anyway, I just gotta set up, here we go, let's just go, I'm just fixing up my TV here. I go edit, here we go, hard drive. So, the first game we are playing tonight is, the first game we are playing tonight is, let's see if this records. Might have to switch to NTSC. Nope, it's recording fine. The first game I am playing tonight is an imported game. As you can see, if you're watching the video, I have got the action replay screen, because if you want to play imports on a, like Japanese games on a Saturn, you're going to need an action replay cartridge, which is easy enough to find. So I'll start the game off. I may have to change video settings here. Start with no cheats. It's loading, booting up the game now. If it stops recording right now, I'm going to have to switch over to NTSC. Oh no, it's working fine. Okay, the first game we are playing tonight is a Capcom game. It came out in the arcades, but it bombed terribly. Therefore, the port of this game never came out. The game is Cyberbots. It's from the era of such fighting games as X-Men vs. Street Fighter and beat-em-ups such as Alien vs. Predator. The radio listeners can't see, but I've got the intro playing. As you can see, there's some the intro had some cell shading graphics, but overall it looks pretty good so far. I really do need a mic stand. My other one broke. Yep, the intro just started. This game came out, looks like 1995 or 4. And got ported in 97. Looks like another attract mode screen just now. So yeah, if you're tuning in, this isn't your normal episode. This is more of a slower paced, just chilling out review, just sort of more like a test, just special. Okay, I'll see loading screens. We'll skip the demo. I'm gonna need to try to move them. Never mind, I can't see the. Here we go. There's arcade, multiplayer, and option. Of course, I can't actually see the full screen while I'm recording because there's a bar that's telling me when it's recorded, but on the video, that's actually gone. I'm gonna go to options. I'm gonna go through the menus here. Let's start arcade mode. Now, this game's going to be a little bit slower, like Children of the Apocalypse, X-Men Children of the Apocalypse that I reviewed a little bit ago. Actually, no, it was earlier this month. So, yeah, it's a bit slower because it's one of those games that doesn't require that you use a RAM pack, but you can actually use it if you want to make it a little bit faster. So hopefully this card makes the game a bit faster. Also, the port of this game actually lets you play as the bosses right from the start, so I'm playing as the bosses right now. There's actually some cutscenes in between battles, as you can probably see here. Well, probably. That sounds silly. Basically, you're fine for other fighters. I'm going to have to pick a non-boss character soon, so because when you pick a non-boss, you have more options. While you pick a boss character, you're stuck with their machine. There's a secret unlockable character which isn't available from the start. You get to play as Akuma, well, Mechakuma in this game. It's not quite Mechakuma like from Marvel vs. Street Fighter. It's more like just a big, giant robot built with the same moveset as Akuma. And it looks like him too. Here we go, now the fighting begins. Excuse me if I play terribly, I am holding a microphone while I do this. I could record just over the video, but I'm actually live on radio as I'm doing this, so yeah. Ooh, I got an octopus robot. Now the attack buttons are, you can attack with A, that's like the jab. B is like launching a missile, like sort of like a projectile attack, and from C it sort of looks like a dash attack. I personally like this game, but I actually played this with some people, like an arcade version, and they absolutely did not like this game at all. They said it was like too slow paced for their liking. Which, as you can see, I'm still on round one and there's yet to be a KO. Ooh. You hold down A and B, you charge up your machine. And now I can activate my special, I just gotta remember how to do it. I think you have to... Yep, you just hold down all three buttons. There we go, I just defeated Yeah, that was just the first round. I still got one more round to go. Now, religious people definitely weren't... Another reason why this game probably didn't come out is there's a religious sort of element to this game. Yeah, the last boss you have to find in this game is a robot, is a big giant machine, like planet-like machine called God. Yes. You get to fight God in this game. Oh, yay! Use my special attack right there, just shot missiles. Ow, ow. Yes, I'm still in the first battle. As you can see, this game is... Well, the animation is faster than Children of the Apocalypse. The battle mechanics is quite slow. Well, with this robot at least. After this battle, I'll change to another one. Other than the Saturn, it also came out on PS1. I've just got the regular edition, but there was a deluxe, like, special limited edition which came in a bigger box, like a sort of like a big old school PC style box, and that had like. And that sort of had like a guide with it, like a how to play the game better. The buttons are actually, the moves are actually quite responsive. The graphics are very gorgeous, that's for sure. But it may be harder to pull off some of these moves without armor. Like a joystick, because trying to hot push down the buttons to do like the charge off your character is actually quite a bit clunky. Well, the Saturn pad is usually really good for like fighters. This actually just runs on 3 buttons, and I just defeated the first guy there. A bit of story there, but I'm gonna skip over and go to the other place, pick another person so I can show you more of what the game has to offer. Yes, the loading screens between battles actually are quite. The load screens are actually quite a little bit irritating when you're playing something like this, so look out for that. Arcade mode, I'm gonna go pick another person. Just go with this guy. See, when you actually pick a non-boss character, you actually get 4 more options, like 4 different types of robots. And within those 4 different types of robots, there's 3 other types of robots. So it gives you a total of 12 robots to choose from. I'm gonna go pick this one here. I'm going to skip this again. Here we go, I start the battle. Sorry for the dead air to all my radio listeners. Okay, I don't know about you, but the battle seems a lot faster when I'm playing as a non-boss character. I'm drilling him in the crotch. How... So yeah, the gameplay mechanics are still the same. Okay, that's that was Cyberbots. Overall, I recommend you should probably check it out if on... There's ways to get it, like MAME, not the preferred way, or Saturn, or PS1, but either way, I recommend you check it out. I'm going to take a quick break here because I need to go toilet, so I'll be back in about 5 minutes.
Not bad. Not
Sunday,
bad,
Sunday,
not
Sunday.
Friday.
Sunday.
Friday. Tune into the G-Net Underground. 10:15 p.m. Eastern. Because Harmac needs a quick nap.
A nap. I need more than a nap. I need a quickie.
Somebody touch my balls.
Tune in every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the G-Net Underground here on
Gamer Network Radio.
DJ Harmac, host of DJ Harmac's Block Party and the weekly Top 20. Want to know what's going up or down on the music charts? Then tune in to the weekly Top 20 every other Friday that the Block Party isn't on and every Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and see where your favorite song is on the charts. Right here on GNet Radio. MyGNetRadio.com.
I am back. So, just from that quick little break. So yeah, I have no idea how well this is actually gonna turn out, but it's just a small experiment, so who cares? It'll improve over. Just listen to my older episodes and just hear I greatly improve. Yeah, so... Anyway, I'm going to start recording again so we can start the second review. I may do a third review for the night, but I'm still thinking about it. Okay, A second review for this episode. Again, this is also being recorded on video, so I can put it on the interwebs, so you listeners can see what the game actually looks like. This is, I'll load the game up here via the Action Replay. Again, this is an imported Saturn game. Yep, it is another Capcom game. This time it is Capcom Generations Volume 1. Yes, the Capcom Generation games did come out over in Europe and America, but only on PlayStation 1 and only in one collection, minus Volume 5, which was released separate. So here we go, the game's loading up. As we can see the intro here, this contains the 1942 games. I'm just seeing some text I cannot read. And there goes an airplane. There goes another airplane. I love the music here. This is a neat looking intro, actually. Just bad guys from across the series just bombing the screen. And here we go. Capcom Generation Volume 1. This came out in 1998, but and because of the stupid recording box, I cannot actually see the menu. I need to figure out how to get rid of that. So hopefully I've got the right menu here, because I'm playing very blind. Yep, I've got it right. The games you've got on this disc are 1942, 1943, and 1943 Kai. I wouldn't usually go over all of them, but seeing as this is video, I might as well. Let's start with 1942. That's pretty cool. When you start a game, it pops up with just a little sound bite there. And yep, the game's loading up now. Oh great, this is going to be a little bit difficult. Oh, I wish I could stop flipping now. Okay. As you can obviously tell, this game is a vertical shooter game, where you play a little airplane shooting down all the other enemy airplanes. Woohoo! Of course, this is a little bit more difficult for me to play, so excuse my sucky skills. See, I just died. That's because I couldn't see my plane there because of this recording box you cannot see. Now, the way it works is on the Saturn, you press A to fire, B to do like some sort of backflip, and C also fires. Now, of course, there are power-ups along the way which help strengthen your aircraft. Because I believe I have double power than what I used to have. I just died. I got kamikazed. There are actually many ways to play this. Without having to resort to emulation. This got ported to a lot of systems, like the NES. I got blown up again. And I got game over. You can play this game via various Capcom Classic Collections, and I'm not sure, but you can actually, it's quite easy to play this game in the arcades, because I have seen quite a bit of them at, well, not actually like arcades, but at more like bars. I have seen them, like, quite a bit at bars. Of course, I'm going to go switch to another game now. Of course, I really don't remember how to... Here we go. Main menu. Let's see what the second game is. Well, let's see how it runs, but yeah. Let's take a look at this one, shall we? So yeah, if you have any questions about the game, like for those in the chat, just type in live. Of course, you can't do that actually while watching this video. I'm actually talking to the live chat right now, so if they have any questions about the game, I am quite happy to answer them. Yes? Hello. As you can see, this is actually much more, looks a lot more improved than 1942. So... But will it be? Yeah, my dad's just knocking at the door there. A big difference is you notice there's actually a health bar. See? Yep, it's just... Ooh! There we go. The A button still shoots, the B button still backflips, but if you hit the Y button, you can actually shoot a screen-filling lightning bolt attack, which I have never known of a plan to be able to control the laws of weather and physics. It actually feels a little bit faster than the original one, than 1942. And the power-ups are, as if you can see, I'm shooting at the power-ups, it actually feels a lot better. Like, if you can shoot the power-up, you can, because you can have the power to power up your thing, or there's this other ones to help change your weapon. So if you don't want to get the power-up, you just shoot the power-up and to change it, so you can... I see what they've done here. They've, from the looks of it, they've used the health bar to replace so you don't have to use the lives, I guess. Now, I don't think this game actually came out on NES. But I know you can actually play this on various Capcom collections, like this one, or one of the PS2 ones. Or heck, maybe even on I think it was on PSP as well. And I believe it's also on PC legally. Don't have to resort to MAME for it. I'm gonna go kamikaze into this boat now. There we go, I didn't even damage the boat. And I just... funky little tune there. Yep, game over. Overall, 1943 is a lot more improved than 1942, which you can play in 1942 if you want, but with 1943 on the disc, it sort of makes it redundant to to play 1942, but it's good to have it on the disc. It is a collection, after all. Now, 1943 was a big improvement over 1942. Let's see how its update, 1943 Kai, goes. Capcom, naturally. Who else would you expect to do this? Would you expect Nintendo to make this? Graphics look a bit darker in this one, but music seems a bit different too. Fire's the same. Backflip's the same. Lightning's the same. Ooh, what's it? Oh, the planes look a bit. The graphics look actually a bit changed. Everything looks a bit smaller. But it actually looks like there's a lot more bad guys on the screen. The some of the animations actually look improved, like the clouds scrolling in the background. And of course the health bar is still there, which is there instead of lives. Oh yeah, there's definitely a lot more enemies in this. Yep, the power-up system's still the same. Although, even though there's a lot more enemies, the gameplay doesn't actually feel... the game itself actually doesn't feel actually harder than 1943. It's just... there's a lot more enemies, just more stuff to kill. Find sort of a mini boss here and I destroy it there. I'm just going down to fight on the sea now, but yeah, I think this one was also available in the PSP PS2 collections, as I know, because I don't think that this one has got a console port out of all of those. That's interesting. You don't have, when you're actually on, like, flying, like, instead of, like, high in the sky, when you're flying closer to the sea, the special attack just changed from lion to tidal wave. That's pretty neat. Of course, it doesn't look like it does Jack. Doesn't look as damaging as, the lightning. But anyway, that's 1943. There's also a gallery mode on this game, which I can't see the menu because it's down recording box. And, oh, that's a handy feature. Like, when you, instead of going to the menu like this, there's, like, a quick switch option. Like, when you go into, like, exit mode, it gives you the option to switch to 1942 or the original 1943. Let's see, here we go. Here's the art gallery. So that's a nice feature. Now, as a gamer, I would not recommend you get this, because there's better ways to play these, like, better collections to play these games with other games like Captain Commando and all that, because, you know, the ports of Captain Commando are hell of expensive, especially on PS1. The PS1 port's, like, I don't know, about $200. But as a collector, I recommend you get, like, the reissue. Like, if you're getting the PS1 version, I recommend you get, like, the reissues, because they come in a nice big hardcover book, which I have one of them. I have, like, Volume 5 in hardcover. So, yeah. So, overall, I recommend you get it if you're a collector. I don't recommend you get this if you're just a casual player. So, yeah, that was Capcom Generation, Volume 1. I just got to press stop here, and here we go. Okay, folks, you listening in Radio Land? This, I just stopped recording the video, so hopefully I have those up later. So I want you to give me your honest opinion about when they're up. Like, on by, if you can give me an honest opinion by, let's say, the next edition of Sunday Night Kaiser, that would be nice, because I want to know your people's opinions, because I can probably do these all my life, but it's no point doing it if the fans out there aren't comfortable with it. So, let's see, I'm actually going to wrap up the show now, so that concludes Friday Night Kaiser. And if you wait a few more hours, like, let's see, it's about 10 p.m. now, if you wait 2 more hours, just, you'll be able to catch Unknown Gamer's new show, which I'll be staying up for. So, until then, I'm Retro Kaiser, James Kaiser speaking, and I'll throw on a song at the end of this podcast edition, but whatever's on GNET, when I close off broadcast, is what you'll be hearing. So until then, I'll see you in about, let's see, it's like Friday night, so I'll see you all in about a day and a half for Sunday Night Kaiser. Until then, later, guys.